morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Donkersloot.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. This morning, my guest is Amber Terhar, Community Programs Coordinator at the hospital. She's here to tell you about several events in March that will provide some inspiration for women and teens. Good morning, Amber. And Amber, in this winter time, we do need inspiration,
yes,
don't
we?
Do. Although it's wonderful to see the sunshine today. You've been involved in planning several events for women and teens that are going to be occurring in the next several weeks. So let's first talk about the one for women. What's the event?
Well, this event is entitled Inspirations for Women, Wisdom, Wellness, and Wine. And to break that down, we first desire that the women participants leave the event feeling inspired to achieve greater health. Our presenters will help them achieve that through sharing important health information that is specifically geared to women. Second, we hope the participants feel they gained wisdom regarding their health. And participants, they can participate in some wellness screenings that we are going to be offering there. And that will help them understand the important health numbers and what those numbers mean. Third is wellness, and there are many facets of wellness, and one is being stress reduction. And in this busy day and age, some women may not have that discretionary time to relax, unwind, take a breather, and we hope the pampering services that this event offers will help women do that, and that they feel they have time to rejuvenate themselves. Lastly, we are thrilled to have Salt and Pepper's Savory Grill and Pub providing the hors d'oeuvres and drinks for the event. And Salt and Pepper also will be giving away a free dinner for two.
So when is the event going to be held?
It is going to be held on Friday, March 14th from 7 to 9:30 p.m.
And where is it going to be held?
It is at the Colonial Clock Building in Zeeland, which is right off of Washington Street.
And that's a unique building, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful, actually. When the first time I went through it, I just think it has a lot of character.
It does. It's got the wooden floors. It's got clocks all along the sides of the walls. It's just a really fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's got high ceilings. It's just an atmosphere that is conducive to talking and sharing and laughing and enjoying the company of other people. So is the event for women of all ages?
Oh, absolutely. We ask. Yeah, it's probably most appropriate for 18 and older. I think we're going to gear to a lot of ages, and we hope that all women feel like they can come out, and we hope to see them there.
You know, you mentioned earlier that, part of it is wisdom and wellness,
mm-hmm.
and so there are going to be some presenters that are going to be there. Tell us who's going to be speaking.
Dr. Sarah Kane Smart from Shoreline Orthopedics will be presenting on fitness at all ages and stages, and this presentation will also provide information on how to be physically active when suffering with arthritis and or fibromyalgia. Dr. Annika Walkes from Spectrum Health Zeeland will be presenting on the power of greens, and I think most when asked, hey, list some healthy foods, but could probably do that quite well. However, this presentation will dive deeper and talk about just how impactful plant foods can be to the human body and overall nutrition. Also, we're going to have Dr. Liberty Hoberman from Liberty Surgical Associates, and she will be there presenting on the topic of breast cancer, the risk assessment and genetic evaluation, as well as prevention and screening recommendations. Now, genetic testing is relatively probably new information, and she's going to explain the key points of what that is and what that means for women.
And the presentations that these women are going to be talking about are designed to be interactive, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We want it to be a very casual atmosphere. Even if it follows more of a conversation format, absolutely there's going to be some Q&A. We want women to feel that this is an intimate environment for them to gain the information that is important to them.
And those presentations aren't going to be long, like somebody's going to be sitting for an hour talking to someone.
No, because we want women to feel like they can take advantage of everything that's going to be at this event. So the presentations are primarily going to be about 20 minutes, and then we're hoping they can either attend another presentation or have some screenings, enjoy some hors d'oeuvres, talk with friends, and feel like that it's a night that they're getting away.
Okay, you mentioned screenings. Let's talk about that.
Okay, we are going to have Dr. Bade from Holland Skin and Vein, and he will be offering skin cancer screenings. Now, we know that women are going to be there probably not prepared for a skin cancer screening, maybe, but he will be able, if they have a spot that is of concern to them or something that they just want an expert eye on, he will be there, and he can always take them into another room, and we will have he has a female assistant. If somebody wants something, maybe checked on their back, and if he feels like there's follow-up needed, he will let them know. We also are going to be doing glucose screenings, BMI, and blood pressure screenings.
Okay. You know, some people, when they think about blood glucose screenings, they're thinking, oh, I need a fast for this.
Yeah.
How would you respond to that?
You know, in... we don't want that to deter someone from coming out and getting a testing done. And the individual that is going to be running the testing works at our diabetes center, is an expert in the field, and is going to be able to give them as much information as possible about what they have eaten throughout the day and how that could be impacting their results. And I think it's good to know. And just how much food impacts a screening like that. And any questions that somebody has, we're going to have the right person there to guide them and to answer that question.
Okay, BMI.
Yeah, I'm thinking most people may not be feeling like stepping on a scale all the time, but if it's just a really, it's an easy thing. We're going to take their height, we're going to take their weight, and we're going to be able to talk to them about risk based on that information. Mm-hmm. And it's good to know.
And there's going to be blood pressure screenings also.
Yes. Yes, and it's we're going to have experts there that can talk to them about the results. It's not just handing them the results and sending them on their way, but you know, we want to tell them what those numbers mean and if they have any concerns with those numbers or if we feel like they need to follow up with their physician. And so we really want to offer them an opportunity to receive more information.
And pampering, you mentioned that's going to be part of the event.
Yeah, we're going to have some hand massages and chair massages and facials and really want women, we have someone there that's going to be able to offer some two-minute stress breaks. So we really want women to feel like also at this event they can take that deep breath and they can leave feeling rejuvenated.
What about fitness?
We are going to have demonstrations there on Tai Chi, and we're also going to have it on just some things they can do at home, maybe with limited equipment that is important for them and can give them great results and is easy to do on their own.
You know, one thing that I'm excited about is, you know, the rage for women at this time is wearing a scarf. And I know I've been on the internet often and I Google tying a scarf. And, you know, the lady that I watch, she's going so fast, you know, telling me how I have to tie my scarf. But there's going to be someone there that's also going to be doing
right.
a demonstration.
We're going to have someone there from Deborah Dress Beautiful, which is in Holland, and she's going to be demonstrating some popular ways to tie scarves and how to do it. And we all know with the winter we've had, we've seen a lot of scarves. We've worn a lot of scarves. So, you know, and I'm thinking we may have a couple more weeks of some scarf tying. So come on out and learn some really cool ways to do that.
And an event is not complete without food.
Oh, well, yeah. And salt and pepper. I'm looking forward to eating some of salt and pepper's appetizers. And they're great and they're wonderful to work with. And they're going to be giving away a free dinner for two. And so come on out and enjoy some appetizers and some non-alcoholic or alcoholic drinks.
There is a cost to the event, isn't there?
There is. It is $35, but a portion of the event fees will benefit the Helen DeVos Children's Injury Prevention Program. And that program is one of more than 300 grassroots coalitions in the U.S. that brings together health and safety experts, educators, foundations, governments, and it's all about to educate and protect families. And then together, those coalitions make up Safe Kids Worldwide, a global network of community partners dedicated to preventing unintentional injuries to children. And some specific things that you can see them doing in the community is things like helmet fittings and providing helmets at low cost to families and car seat inspections.
Mm-hmm. And I know we are very happy that Zeeland Community Hospital has been able to have the Helen DeVos Children's Injury Prevention
yes.
Program here on the Lakeshore. And as you said, we are out, you know, doing car seats. checks. We're giving away helmets or helmets at a reduced cost. And I know we're going to be involved in a water safety event this summer. So we are excited to be able to bring this program to people in our community. Mm-hmm. And a portion of the cost of this event will go toward the Helen DeVos Children's Injury Prevention Program. Amber, how can people register?
Visit spectrumhealth.org/inspiration.
Okay, and I know there's a deadline for people to register, which is what, next
March
Monday?
March 10, yes.
But can people, if they hear about it sometime during the week, can they still register?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, call us. We'd love to have you. Please call us. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be the more the merrier, and we're just looking for a fun night out.
Another event, Amber, is occurring at the end of the month. It's for moms and their middle school age daughters. What's the inspiration behind
this event? Well, like I said, funny you should say inspiration, because this event, too, is just about that, inspiration. We want participants to leave inspired by learning something new about their health, but also leave being inspired to make a difference in their world. And the event, like you said, is geared towards middle school age girls and their moms, and it's entitled Tools, Talks, and Toms.
Okay. Explain that a little bit.
Well, girls and their moms will feast on tacos and luscious creations from our chocolate fountain. And then Dr. DeWitt, when she's an OBGYN, will lead an interactive conversation with these girls and their moms about self-esteem, relationships, safe behaviors, and body image. And that's where the tools and talks come in. You know, that we're going to talk about that. It's going to be more of a conversation. She's not up there just going to throw a bunch of information at them, but she wants it to be interactive and to get these girls involved, but also that they feel that they have tools when they leave that they can apply to their lives.
And the event is designed to give back, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Tom's Shoes is a wonderful organization that believes business can be used to improve people's lives. And what these girls are going to be doing there is they're going to be creating their own one-of-a-kind special Tom's Shoes, and we're under the watchful eye of an art expert. And the really cool thing about Tom's Shoes is their one-for-one program. For every pair of Tom's Shoes purchased, they donate a pair of shoes to a child in need. And on their own, shoes may not have, you know, the ability to change a life, but when combined with programs, they can become a powerful tool in helping create opportunities. And these girls are putting their creativity to work. They're going to have fun decorating their shoes, but also know that a pair of shoes is also being donated to a child in need. And so we hope they also feel empowered knowing they are never too young to make a difference.
You know, Amber, the exciting thing about this event is we've had such an overwhelming response to it, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We really have. And unfortunately, we've hit our max number for participants, but we hope to offer this again because of the response that we've received and We hope to offer it again. So.
Well, and if someone's listening and they're saying, oh, I wish I could have come to that event, even if you call the hospital and you say, I would have liked to come to that event, that gives us some idea of, you know, the need to offer it again.
Yeah, so. And we already have a list like that started, and, you know, it'd be wonderful to add to it.
Okay, so Amber, again, tell us about the Inspirations event for women. Just the bare details, because we only have a little bit of time
okay,
left.
Okay, it's next Friday, March 14, and it's held 7 to 9:30 at Colonial Building in Zealand. And coming out for some great presentations, some pampering, some wonderful food by Salt and Pepper, and some screenings, and invite a friend. You know, come with a group of women, and you have the opportunity throughout the evening to take advantage of what you want to take advantage over the course of those 2.5 hours. We want it to be fun. We want it to be inspiring, and we want them to feel like then they have everything they need to live a healthy life.
For more information about that event, you can go to spectrumhealth.org/Zealand and put in Inspirations. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital, on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.